This goes to Troy Novak, NOVAKPAC. Fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Darwin Peska, P-E-S-K-A, date of birth 6-4 of 1940. Dear Mr. Novak, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Peska with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, coronary artery disease, and recently a GI bleed resulting in anemia with the hemoglobin down to 8.5, which occurred over 4 months. He had a DVT and then pulmonary embolism since his visit in June and required treatment with Xarelto as well as Plavix, and he was stable. However, he was getting very, very tired and dizzy, especially he had orthostatic dizziness symptoms. When he stood up, he would feel as if he was going to pass out, and that had been going on for 3 or 4 days before he went in to see you in the office, and his stools were black. And so he had an evaluation. He did have labs on 11-6, and his hemoglobin went down from 16.1 in June down to 8.5. So there was obviously some very rapid blood loss going on. And within 24 hours, he went to Alma ER and was admitted and had an upper scope and was found to have ulcer. And so he was started on Protonix and Carafate for a duodenal ulcer, oral iron supplement, and hemoglobin was starting to improve. It had gone from 8.5 to 8.6, and his Xarelto was discontinued as it is more than 3 months out from his pulmonary embolism. And also the Plavix has been on hold since he was discharged and is supposed to stay on hold for about 7 days. He's feeling better, much less dizzy. Blood pressure is still slightly low, and his weight is only 2 pounds different from the last time he was seen in this practice, June 18th. Currently, he denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, no dysphagia. The stools were black, but now are looking brown. And urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. He's now on the Plavix and the Protonix, and those are new, and the iron, 325 milligram once a day. And his other medications are unchanged from his previous visit. Physical exam. Weight, 281 pounds, pulse is 80, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 62. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear. Heart is regular without rub, gallop, or murmur. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. And he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally that is stable. And labs, most recent lab studies were done after he was discharged, 11-9-2024. Hemoglobin went from 8.5 to 8.6 and then 9.1 at the time of discharge, which is rather rapid increase. He does have low iron, 41. His iron saturation is 14%. Ferritin, 47. Retic count is elevated, 6.2. And his creatinine was 1.4. Estimated GFR was 50. Electrolytes, normal. Calcium was 8.6. And albumin was 3.6, uric acid 8.4. And the CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis showed normal kidney size without hydronephrosis and a few scattered renal, cortical, and parapelvic cysts. Very stable. Bladder appeared unremarkable. And the ultrasound of the lower extremities was negative for DVTs. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, upper GI bleed resulting in a significant anemia. That is correcting rather rapidly, so that's good. He's supposed to resume Plavix, but not Xarelto. That's going to stay discontinued. It may be smart to check his hemoglobin weekly for a few weeks after restarting the Plavix, just to be sure there's no reoccurrence of bleeding, and the patient is willing to have that done. And 3, coronary artery disease, also stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice within 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.